don't latch on him and you be talking to him because he'll think it's not serious.
He take you as a joke. Yeah. They do take me as a joke sometimes.
Yeah, but you can't laugh. You got to be, you got to be saying, and this is what I mean.
Thou shalt not hit my line on no bullshit. Expect energy that they are unwilling to reciprocate. Waste my time. Attempt to disrupt my peace. Mind my business. Try to deter me from getting anything I motherfucking deserve. You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J. So as my faithful listeners, you guys know that I skipped a couple of days, partially because I wanted to do something special for New Year's Eve, and partially because I was just in such a bad place mentally. Like, to be honest with you guys, 2020 has kicked my fucking ass. Like, it was hard. January, February, and March wasn't that bad. But in the same time, it was kind of bad for me because I was transitioning in between two different spaces. And then when the pandemic started becoming a thing, it was really hard for me. And then times like now, it's like the hardest for me because I've been going through so much and I feel like my mental health has been honestly put to the test. I feel like every single day when I open my eyes, I'm grateful for being alive, but then throughout the day I'm like, okay, you're being tested, so make sure that you're ready for everything that's coming at you. Like, you guys, I can't even explain how much I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like my strength is being tested, and I'm grateful to be here. I don't ever want to sound ungrateful. Like, I'm happy. But at the same time, it's been really, really, really fucking hard. Like, I'm questioning whether I'm battling depression or not. It gets that bad. Because I don't, you know, I think a lot of people just throw depression out there as a very loose term. And I'm not that kind of person. Like, I know depression is a serious thing. So sometimes I'm questioning myself. Like, am I battling depression right now? Because there's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of just me moping around, me laying in my bed, me staying in my apartment for days on end and not seeing any sunlight. So I don't really know what's been going on, but I know that it's been really, really, really hard for me. And I've been feeling extremely bad about neglecting the things that I love, the things that I care about. So, you know, I entitled this 21 Savage because I feel like 2021 is going to be my savage year. I feel like 2020 was supposed to be my savage year, but you know, things happened and that's okay. I'm fine with that. Things happened. But 2021 is going to be my fucking savage year, and I don't care what anybody has to say. That's just what it is. I don't even want to say that I necessarily have resolutions because we do the same shit every year, y'all. Like, especially my ladies. Like, let's be real. We do the same thing every year. We make a list of resolutions, and what does it say? Oh, stop drinking or stop smoking, go on a diet, work out, stop talking to this nigga, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's always the same repetitive thing. You know what I mean? So I don't really want to make a list of resolutions. I more so want to make promises to myself of things that I'm going to do. Because this shit is so delicate. It's so serious to me. Like, I really want to do better for myself. I really want to make sure that in 2021 that I'm not in the place that I'm in right now. Like, you guys, you don't understand how hard it's been for me. And like, I've been self-isolating. I haven't been talking to anyone. And I know that some people don't understand me, so they don't get why I was doing that. But that's just the way that I get when I become overwhelmed. I tend to separate myself from the world. And that's like my best way of dealing with issues. So I've kind of just been in my own little world. Not in the greatest, you know, mental state. And it's been hard. It's been extremely hard. Like, there's even been times where I've recorded podcasts and I wasn't in the best. Ooh, y'all hear that? It's like a lot of, can you, Listen, please bear with me. Like, I live in a ghetto and it's New Year's Eve, so there's like a lot of firecrackers and gunshots or whatever else is going off. I don't know. I can't be too sure. But please bear with me. So anyway, you know, I've just been trying my best to keep myself in a positive state of mind, but it's extremely, extremely hard. And I don't want to try to pretend like it hasn't been hard, because it has been hard, and I'm fucking human. And I know that you guys know that I'm human, and you don't expect me to be, you know, like this person who doesn't go through anything. But last weekend, because I told myself, season two, I'm recording every single weekend. But last weekend, oh my God, I was in such a bad place. I was in a terrible place. And I just said to myself, like, how I always tell you guys, I want everything to be authentic. I want everything to be authentic. And I don't want you guys to ever feel like I'm forcing something. I don't want to get too into detail, but I do want you guys to understand the magnitude of what I've been going through. Like, literally, I've been in such a negative space that there's been nights where I've just completely wanted to give up on my podcast altogether. I felt like it's not worth it. I'm not good enough to, why should people care about my life? Why should people care about what I'm going through and my emotions? Like, I've gone through irrational thoughts like that. And don't get it twisted, because I'm the type of person where five people could listen to my story and I'm grateful about it, because I'm an extremely humble being. Like, I don't think I'm greater than anybody else. I don't think that I have such a status where I should be superior to anybody. That's not my style. But the thing about being depressed or feeling like you're in such a funk is that you think irrationally. And that's what I was doing, and I'm not afraid to admit that. So it was just like a really hard time for me. And I think a big thing about it is I need to learn how to be more selfish. A lot of the things that I'm going through right now is because I'm not that selfish. I don't really know how to be that selfish. And it's something that I'll have to learn over time. And usually people do look to me as a healer or someone who can solve their problems or take stress away from them. And at first I always took it as a compliment, but now that I'm getting older and I'm becoming more self-aware, I'm starting to realize that sometimes that can also be manipulation. And I think that I've been manipulated a lot of times, and I'm kind of putting my own happiness at stake to make sure that everyone else around me is good, because that's just my nature. I don't mean to be that way. That's just the way that I am. And it's hard. It's really hard. Oh my God. I know the fireworks sound like gunshots, and maybe the gunshots sound like fireworks, but we're here. Whatever. I'm being transparent, and I really don't want to re-record this. I don't want to re-record this because my background sounds are like a fucking shootout. Let's be real. I talked to you guys about it already, so I don't really feel like explaining it again. Anywho. You guys, yes, like 21 Savage. The reason why I entitled this 21 Savage is because I'm not necessarily going to be like a fucking bitch, like a disgusting, nasty animal or anything like that. But at the same time, I want people to respect my shit, and I want people to understand that I'm not playing with them anymore. And I want people to understand that there are boundaries. People do not understand boundaries. I'm so tired of trying to teach grown adults about boundaries. I'm so tired of trying to teach grown adults that are still mentally wounded children about boundaries. I cannot fix everyone. I am not Mother Teresa. I am not God. I am not all of these things that people think that I am, just because solely based on the fact that I'm always there for them. I cannot be all of these things to you. Yes, you listening out there. I cannot be everything to you. I am a human being who endures her own, you know, her own issues. I cannot be everything to you. That is just what it is. I'm so stressed out. I'm so fucking stressed out that I wanted to like run away. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to run away. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm going to run away. I'm going to break my phone. I'm going to change my number and no one's going to be able to reach me. No fucking exaggeration. That's how I felt at a certain point within these past couple of weeks, because everybody fucking depends on Shauna. Like, what do I give off that vibe? I don't want to give that vibe off. I'm happy that people think that I'm wise enough and I'm good enough and I'm worthy enough to help them with things that means a lot to them. But at the same time, I don't want that responsibility on me. And that's what's been happening. And it's crazy. And I don't understand why people don't think that it's crazy. But it is. So in 21, I have to be a fucking savage. I have to tell people, no, I'm not going to do that for you. No, you cannot look to me for this. Bitch. And the bitch part is just because, like, I'm going to be a savage. So I feel like I got to say something like that. But it's real honest to God. It's honest to God. I can't save everybody. So everyone who thinks that Shauna is so wise and I'm broken and she can fix me, listen to me very clearly with what I'm about to say right now. I too am facing my own adversities. I'm going through things that are unimaginable. Please do not look to me or look at me to solve your personal issues, because I am not Iyanla Van Zandt and I am not Mother Teresa. Thank you very much. I felt like that was good. I felt like from that alone, people should understand where I'm coming from, because it was so self-explanatory. But oh my God, like literally in a little bit over an hour, it's going to be 2021. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if the coronavirus is still going to be like breathing over my neck. And I just don't know. I don't know what's going on, but what I do know is I'm so fucking optimistic right now about the new year. Anybody, if you know anyone who knows me personally, they will tell you I am not optimistic. I'm not optimistic. I'm a bitch and I'm a downer, and I don't ever think that things are going to be okay because I overthink and I'm over analytical as fuck. But right now in this moment at 10:44, Thursday, December 31st, I feel like everything is going to work itself out. I feel like I'm going to go on vacations again and be happy. You know, I feel like I'm going to be in a space where I can be worried about other things outside of a pandemic and people being sick and people being carried out in body bags before my own eyes and just not being able to outlive this terrible, you know, this terrible illness. That's how I feel right now, because that's what I feel like I need. You know, these past couple of days have been so hard for me. This was the first holiday season, and everybody knows Christmas is my favorite holiday. This was the first Christmas where I didn't spend it with family. I didn't spend it with friends. It was very hard for me. I struggled. I wanted to cry all day, but I didn't, because I'm like, yo, you're a grown ass woman now. Like, you got to get the fuck over it. It is what it is. Maybe the next time it'll be better for you. But right now it just is what it is. Circumstances are different. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have any resolutions, but I will give you guys a little bit of insight on the things that I do want to work on. Like, I want to work on my self-confidence, because I feel like my self-confidence is key to everything that I'm trying to accomplish. I want to accomplish so many things, but I'm just super afraid to fully open up to everyone because I don't trust anyone. That's a big deal. I really want to work on doing my body a big favor and not putting so many toxins inside of my body the way that I've been doing for the past couple of years. I feel like as soon as I was out of high school, I just started wilding. Like, I just stopped caring. I was just wilding, going crazy. You know, everything is mental for me, so I'm sure that plays a big role. I feel like I want to I am honestly going to come for everything that is mine. There are so many things out there that has my name on it. And I'm just so timid and so shy about going after it. And it's like, yo, what the fuck are you shy about? Like, people know your potential and you don't even know your potential. And that's real. There are so many people around me that question me and they, you know, they press me like, yo, why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you doing that? You know, you're good at this. You know, you're good at that. And I always have the same bullshit excuses, but it's like, yo, what the fuck do I have to lose? I'm not trying to impress nobody. I don't need to impress anybody. Like, it just doesn't matter anymore. I could die. I could literally die tomorrow. I could die in the next couple of days. And I would die knowing that I didn't do the things that I genuinely fucking loved and the things that I genuinely had wanted to do my entire life. I'm literally living just to die at this point. Like, I'm not doing anything that's really fulfilling me. And that is really, really, really hurtful for a person like me who is so intuitive and so deep and so spiritual. I need to be doing the things that I love in order to fulfill myself. Get what I mean? I don't know what that sounds like because I'm pretty lit right now. It's New Year's Eve, you know? So I'm pretty drunk. But at the same time, I feel like that was so self-explanatory. Do the things that you love. Don't work to live. Live to work. I want to wake up in the morning and know that my source of income comes from somewhere that genuinely makes me happy or genuinely makes me feel like I'm serving a purpose, even if it's difficult. And I always say that shit. Like, I don't feel that way, and that's probably the reason why I'm always so depressed. Like, it's just crazy. I know everybody's not gonna feel me on everything, but I think I'm making a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is something that bothers me all the time. Like, I feel like Black people are so fucking special and we just don't understand our potential. And that goes for people that remind me of myself. That goes for people that are out there in the streets, corner boys, drug dealers, scammers, everything. I just feel like Black people are so special. But because we are such an oppressed people, we don't know our full potential. And it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart for myself too sometimes, because I'll know that I can do something. I know I'm very much so capable. But there's always like a nagging, just like a nagging thing in my mind that's like, you can't do that. Why? Why not? Why? What's wrong with me? Why can't I do that? I'm amazing. I'm special. Like, I don't know. But it's about to be 2021. And to be honest with you, I really want to get lit. I mean, I know you guys want me to talk about guys, because that's always what y'all want me to talk about. And the only thing that I can say as far as guys is just like, know y'all motherfucking place. Like, all right, so let me be honest, because I never want to be a fucking liar. So I remember when I did Queen's Rant, everybody loved Queen's Rant. I don't remember exactly what I said on Queen's Rant. I have an idea. But one thing's for sure is that I definitely backpedaled since Queen's Rant. I've definitely done things that I should not have done and entertained people that I should not have entertained during that time. But that's okay. That's what mistakes are all about. We were going through a fucking pandemic. We're still going through a pandemic. Yes, I've entertained people that I should not have entertained. I've given time and body to people that I should not have given it to. But that's okay, because that's life. I'm 27. I'm single. I have no kids. It is what it is. Yeah. So right now in this moment, I can't really speak too much on my love life. I don't really have a love life. I was trying, you know, I spoke to a couple of people. I've had a couple of disappointments. It is what it is. But wholeheartedly, before I can really dwell on the fact that I'm not in a romantic relationship, I'm dwelling on the fact that I'm not in a super healthy relationship with myself. That is my main focus right now. It sounds cliche, but it's facts. I don't want you guys to think that I'm lying about that, because it's facts. It's facts. Like, I want to be irrevocably just in love with myself before I try to fall in love with somebody else. That's how I feel. I want to give somebody the best that I have to offer, because I understand everything that I have to offer. And, you know, I'm just still struggling with that. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm a young girl that has, you know, no children and no real commitment to any male out there. So, yeah, I still make stupid decisions. And I gotta be careful because, like I told y'all, my father was questioning me the other day about whether he should listen to this or not. And I told him that he probably shouldn't. If he wasn't ready for it. But then I also told him that if he felt ready, he could. But if I just want to be spicy one last time for the end of the year. And yeah, I probably have busted open for guys that I shouldn't have within the past, you know, couple of months. Sue me. I'm fucking human. Nobody has a ring on my finger. Nobody is showing me a level of effort that I deserve. And that, you know, it's just none of that. So whatever, I don't care. It's 2020. It's about to be 2021. I'm lit off the Casamigos. And I don't care. Oh, you know what I should be talking about? I should be talking about how grateful I am for everybody that has been riding for me. I wonder if people that dick ride me be thinking like, who's she talking about? She tries to make it seem like she has all these. Bitch, I got listeners. I'm not like showboaty. I don't go and post my stats like on social media, but I got a lot of listeners and it's just crazy. Like, wow. I like you too, anonymous listeners, because you know, they don't show me who's listening. I just know the number of people who listen. And that's all I could really ask for. I wish that people would talk back to me a little bit more, because I feel like if you like me, that means that you relate to the things that I'm talking about. And if you relate to the things that I'm talking about, then maybe we need to fucking talk, quite frankly. But, you know, 2020 has been good to me in that sense. Yeah, it's been a lot of things. I've been battling mental illness and depression and things like that. But at the same time, such a beautiful thing blossomed from this year, because I felt like I had the leisure time to actually execute it. And that's my podcast. Like, I've been wanting to do this podcast for so fucking long. I've been wanting to talk to people for so long, and I was so afraid to do it because I had other things to worry about. But I finally did it, and it's working. Like, I'm not a fucking celebrity, and Wendy Williams has not asked me to be on her show about it yet. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, y'all listen to me. So you must think that I'm entertaining, and you must think that I have a lot to offer, and I'm grateful for that, bare minimum. A small part of me feel like I need to go. And you guys know, when I start getting really, really, really intoxicated, I let you guys know that I need to go. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for supporting me and listening to my podcast and riding out for me for the remainder of 2020 and 2021. Just like the last time, I promise to offer you guys so much more entertainment and so much more of myself as I go through these trials and tribulations with these niggas and with my family and just with friends and everything else. And I hope that you guys are drinking and turning the fuck up, because regardless if we on a lockdown, like, it's a time to celebrate. I feel like I'm gonna be so, you know what? I feel like I'm going to be so embarrassed tomorrow when I listen to this. So I'm just going to end it off right here. Thank you, everybody. Always in the Virgo Chronicles. Bye.
No, he just had to use me and whatnot and stuff. You have to talk up, but men will take advantage of it, I'm telling you.
Oh, Grandma, I felt that.